three times thus far in the second half of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul has spoken of our walk in Christ. Chapter 4, verse 1 has been our theme of this series. I therefore, as a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Chapter 4, verse 17, I now say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. And last week we saw chapter 5, verse 2, that as imitators of God, as His beloved children, that we walk in love. And now He's laid out for us all the things that we are not to do. We saw last week sexual immorality, impurity, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking has no place in our lives, and that anyone who practices these things has no inheritance in the kingdom of God or of Christ. And he says, verse 6, do not be deceived, for the wrath of God comes upon those who practice these things. They are sons of disobedience. And so that sets us up for verses 7 through 14, where he's going to give us our fourth walk, to walk in the light. And we're going to see that in verse 8. He begins, though, in verse 7 by telling us something very important. He gives us a therefore. Therefore, do not be partners with them. The world is engaged in sexual immorality and impurity and covetousness and filthiness and all kinds of these sinful behaviors. And he says, therefore, since the wrath of God comes upon these things, and whoever does these things will not inherit the kingdom of God, we should not be participants with them. Do not join with them. Do not partner with them in these things. Now, why is that so important, Paul? Why do you want us to stay away from these things, and even the people who are participating in those things, that we're not supposed to be joined with them or be joint participants with them? And that's what verse 8 gives us. Don't be partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. What he says here is you have been given a new identity. That has been the theme of the first three chapters of Ephesians. He told us who we are. You are saved. You are children. You are heirs. You are adopted. You are chosen. We looked at all of those statements made by God of who we are. This is your identity. And he brings us another picture of our identity here. You are light. This is who you are. And I want you to notice that he doesn't say you were in the darkness and now you are in the light. He says you were darkness and now you are light. This is who you were. That was your identity of darkness. And now you have a new identity. Your identity now is light. And notice he uses the picture and says, you are light in the Lord. And I think he means by that is you're not just light because God said, hey, you're light, and so now go do whatever you want to do because you're light. You're light in the Lord. Because you are in Christ Jesus, now you have this new identity. And as long as we stay joined to Christ and follow His teachings, this is who you are. You are light. When we wander away from that, though, we go back to our prior identity, darkness. You were darkness. You're not supposed to go back to that identity. You're not supposed to go back to that lifestyle. That's not who you are anymore. That's why you cannot join with them. That's why you cannot participate in these unfruitful works of darkness. That's why we don't engage in sexual immorality or filthiness or impurity or covetousness or greed, which is idolatry, or filthy talk or crude language or filthy joking, because that's the old life. That's who you used to be. And we can't be that anymore because God has granted us so graciously a new identity. An identity that says you are light. I hope you will consider with this statement of identity that we are light in the Lord, that gives us life purpose. That gives us a statement about what we are supposed to do. It gives us a statement about who we are and how we are to live and what this life is all about. Why are you here? You're here because you're light in the Lord. What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do with my life? What is the meaning of my life? Well, you were created in Christ Jesus for good works, is what chapter 2 told us. And this is what it looks like. You are light in the Lord. This is why you are here. This is your identity. This is your purpose. This is how you are supposed to live. It can be summed up in verse 8. Walk as children of light. This is what our lives look like. This is what our life is all about. Now we know why we are here. And we know what we're supposed to do. Live as light. Be light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And when we get a grasp of that, you'll notice verse 9 says, there's a way to know if that's what we are doing. There is a way for us to comprehend if that's what we are, if we are darkness or whether we are light. If we are truly walking as children of the light, if we have the light of the Lord. He says in verse 9, there is fruit that comes from this. There is a fruit from being light. And he describes three things. He says there is goodness, righteousness, and truth. The things that we will do in our lives, the things that we will see and represent the fact that we are light is that we will do what is good. We will do what is right. We will do what is true. We should be able to step back and look at ourselves and recognize if we are light. There is fruit. It will be evident. We will be able to see and know. And that is, I think, becomes what should be transformational to our lives. In talking about the things that we read here in verses 3 through 6, these sinful behaviors from sexual immorality all the way down to our speech, how are we going to be able to change our desires away from sinful habits, away from sinful behaviors? I submit to you what he's telling us in this text is really the answer to that. The way that we will move our lives away from these sinful behaviors and lose that desire for those things is recognizing that God has given us a life purpose. And therefore, because He has given me an identity and a purpose to be light, I can't do those things anymore. I'm supposed to be light. So I can't engage in sexual immorality. I'm supposed to be light. Therefore, I can't talk like the world anymore. I'm supposed to be light. That means I can't be greedy anymore. I'm supposed to be light. So I will love God with every ounce of my being and not love the things of this world. It is a transformational statement to say that we are light and we must not then use our bodies in dishonorable ways, but should change how we live and becomes what I hope will be within our minds, that stop sign in front of temptation. I can't do those things because God said I'm light. I'm not darkness anymore. That's what I used to do. But God has changed me. He's given me a new life, a new identity, a new purpose. And so how can I engage in this sin? God says I'm supposed to be light. I'm supposed to walk as children of light. I'm supposed to live in the light of the Lord. And that's what verse 10 does, is describe that. So what does this walk look like? You are light. What will you do every moment of every day? Verse 10 tells us, children of light, discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Now I ask the question, what does God want me to do? What does God want me to say? How does God want me to behave? And the answer to that question is not to look within ourselves. It's the big danger of our society right now. You all know what's right. Well, just listen to your heart, right? Look within yourself. Whatever is good for you, that's how you should live, is what the world says. Whatever makes you happy, whatever thing that would make you enjoy life more, whatever makes you comfortable, listen to yourself. Remember what Paul told us back in chapter 4, verse 18? Now, we are darkness, and we are in the futility of our minds, and we're blinded by these things. You can't listen to your mind, because we talked about a few weeks ago, your mind is broken. Remember that? We have broken brains. It's broken and corrupted by sin, by the deceitfulness of our desires, is what Paul said. So what do we do to overcome that so that we are not darkness, but we are light? We no longer ask, what do I want to do? We ask, what does God want me to do? The question is not, how shall I live? Let me think about what I want to do today for myself. The question is, what is pleasing to the Lord? Verse 10, try to discern what is pleasing to God. Then I will say words that please God. Then I will do things that will please God. It changes everything about how we live. I will not ask my heart, what do I want to do? Rather, I will ask, what does God want me to do? What will be pleasing to Him? How can I satisfy the Lord? Think about how much change that would take. Think about how transformational that is. If we walk out the doors, what we're going to ask ourselves is, now in this moment, as I drive out of this parking lot, how am I going to drive in a way that's pleasing to the Lord? How am I going to speak to everybody in the car that is pleasing to the Lord? As we sit around and have lunch, how will we discuss things that is pleasing to the Lord? When we are in our homes, how will we speak and act that is pleasing to the Lord? When we go out to the job, how is this pleasing to the Lord? How will I behave so that it pleases Him? It changes everything. When we see ourselves as light, we are not darkness, we are light. And verses 11 to 14 really try to drive that home, that light does things. If we are light and we accept this identity that we are in Christ and that changes who we are and we are light, then there are two things that that should do. Number one, he says in verses 11 through 13 that it exposes darkness. Verse 11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. First thing, if you wake up early in the morning, especially now that we decided to change our clocks back at a ridiculous time, so it's pitch black in the morning now, or when you come home at night, why is the first thing that you do is turn on the light? Why is that always the first thing? Nothing else we're going to do. You're coming into your home, and suppose you didn't leave any light outside on or inside on. And so you open that door, and you just see the abyss of black, right? There's no light in there. It's just dark. Why do you turn on the light? Because light exposes the darkness and makes everything visible. This is the whole of what Paul says. If you are light, then it does something very obvious. It exposes the darkness that makes everything visible. That's why we want the light on. We want to be able to see what is in the house. We know that if we walk very far, there is surely some kid's toy on the floor that I'm going to break my ankle on, and I need the light on. Something's going to be there to trip me up. I'm going to run into the furniture. There's going to be something. Get the lights on so that we can see where to go. We can see how to walk. That's what light does. Light exposes the darkness. And friends, that's what we are supposed to be doing. Here is a purpose to the identity. You and I are light, and that makes things visible. It exposes darkness. And that's why we cannot participate in the unfruitful works of darkness. You can't blend in with the darkness because you're light. Light doesn't blend in with darkness. It's either dark or it's not. There's either light or there's darkness. That's just the way that it is. There's no blending. And if you are light, then you cannot blend in with that darkness of the world. You cannot behave like them. You cannot talk like them. You cannot live your life like them. You are light now. And so that changes everything. We shine as light so that we can show Christ to the darkness. We are making Christ visible to the world so that they can see how to walk and how to live. They can see what God would have them to do. If we live like them, there's no light. They will never see what God wants. They will never know how to live. And they'll certainly never listen to our words if our lives reflect their very lives. Live as light. Show Christ to the world. Show them through our words, through our conduct. When we go to our work, we will go into that building as light, showing Christ to the darkness around us. When we go into our home, we will go in as light, showing light of Christ to all the darkness in the neighborhood. We will show light in our family. We will show light to our children. We will show light to strangers. We will get in our cars and we will show light by not running them off the road. We will show light by yielding, showing care for other souls. It is far-reaching when we understand the concept of light. Live as light. Do not behave as them, but show Christ to the world. We've been given an identity. And it should change everything about how we live, and we keep it at the forefront of our mind that we are light. Light exposes darkness. We are light. We show people Christ. Number two, light transforms. You see it really in the explanation that's given in verse 14. He says in verse 14, "For anything that becomes visible is light." And now he makes a quotation. "Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, that Christ will shine on you." It seems that Paul takes perhaps two or three quotations, maybe all of them from Isaiah, and kind of slams them all together and says, here's what the Scripture says. Here's the meaning. But the majority of that quote, I think, comes from Isaiah chapter 60 in verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you." There is a great picture that Isaiah prophesies. He says, the world is covered in darkness. They're unable to see the light. But here's what's going to happen. There is going to be a day when the light of the Lord is going to shine. And when it does, we are to arise, wake up, because the light of God has shone. And I want you to consider that is exactly the message that Paul is teaching here as he draws us together about transformation. He's bringing this idea together and saying, guess what, my friends? The light has come. Christ has come. The light is shining and is an invitation to us. It is a glorious invitation to us to now wake up and shine as lights because the light of Christ is already shining. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
is an invitation to us that we may not have been lights the way God has called us to be lights. There is a whole new purpose and a whole new identity for who we are. Making the darkness visible by our light. Showing them Christ by our words and by our actions. And it is a call for our own life transformation. An invitation to you and to me. Arise, O sleeper. Don't be in the dark anymore. Don't be darkness. Don't live in darkness. Don't participate in the unfruitful works of darkness. The light of Christ is shining. Be light. Be the identity that God has given you. Shine as light. The Apostle Paul said it this way over in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. He said that you may be blameless and innocent. Children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life. I submit to you that is an expanded explanation of the concise statement, you are light in the Lord. What are we supposed to be doing? Shining as lights without blemish in this twisted and perverse generation. Well, how are we doing that? By holding fast to the word of life. There's the in the Lord. Light in the Lord is your identity. Picture it like this. We must see ourselves as burning torches going out into this world of darkness. We must see ourselves as shining the light of Jesus wherever we go, so that the words that we are saying are shining Christ, and the actions that we take are shining Christ. That's why we can't live like the world. That's why we cannot submit ourselves to sexual immorality, to impurity, to lust, to covetousness, to greed, to filthy behavior or filthy talk. Because we are to be burning bright in this world. You and I represent Christ in this world. You and I represent Christ. God is light, 1 John. Christ is light. And here now Paul says, you are light. You must shine and show the glory of God. Whenever you and I think about going back to the unfruitful works of darkness, we think about temptation, we think about improper behavior, sinful things. Remind yourself of your new identity. You are to be a light to your household, a light to your family, a light to your neighborhood. A light to your community. A light to people around you in this room. And a light to those on your job. And a light to every single person you come in contact with. Burn bright as light. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead. Repent of living in darkness. Awaken from that. Don't be like the world. Awake. And let Christ shine on you. Shine as lights. Be what you've been called to be. Live to the identity that God has laid upon you. And walk as children of light. Show it in your words. And show it in your behavior. Pull your songbooks out. We're singing an invitation song. We're inviting you to come to the light. We are inviting you to come to Jesus Christ, who shines as light in darkness, and He calls you to be light. That is a great identity. That is a glorious identity. Why be darkness any longer? Why walk in the world as if in the dark? When you can have the light of Jesus going before you, showing you how to live, showing you how to walk.
And God has made a glorious promise. You are His children when you come to the light, that Christ will shine on you, that you will belong to Him, to be His child. No longer walk in darkness. Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead. Repent of those sins. Let your desires now be for Jesus, to follow Him and serve Him with all of your heart, confessing Him as your Lord, your Master, the Son of God, that you will follow and serve and submit to. If you have not been immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, why would you wait? Let those sins be washed away so that you can be a child of His, and then go forward and shine bright as light. Live as light in the Lord. Won't you come while we stand and while we sing?